for Afro-American Educators. And I'm in the home of Mrs. Alice Farrar to interview her for the project Black History of Bridgeport 1900 to Present. The date is October 8, 1983. Mrs. Farrar has just informed me that today would have been her 70th wedding anniversary. Aunt Farrar, would you please tell me some things about your early childhood, where you were born and where your family came from?
I was born in Fauquier County, Marshall, Virginia. My parents are both from Virginia.
Tell me, when did you come to Bridgeport?
My family moved to Bridgeport in 1900.
And you were born November the 28th, 1893?
Yes.
All right. Your father's name was Whitney. Last name was Whitney?
Whiting.
Oh, Whiting. Okay. And when you came to Bridgeport, where did you first live?
I first lived on Lafayette Street, right next door to the Warner Corset Factory.
And what was that neighborhood like that you lived in?
It was a very nice neighborhood at that time.
Mm-hmm. And where did you go to church?
My first Sunday school was a Bethel church, which was just a block away. But my family went to Messiah Baptist Church.
Where did you go to school when you came here, Mrs. Farrar?
I went to the Myrtle Avenue School.
And that would be the Jefferson School we have now, right?
Yeah, I guess so, yes. Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me where did you go after the grade school? And then you went to school after Myrtle Avenue School. Where did you go to school?
I went to the old Lincoln School, mm-hmm, on Stratford Avenue with Mrs. Zink as our principal. Mm-hmm. And I graduated from the Shelton School up the north end. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Field Avenue, I guess it was.
Okay, and also now I understand that you, from here, you said that you were a hairdresser. Was that after you came out of high school?
Oh, no, you didn't ask me that before.
Sure didn't, but I see it now. I got it here.
Well, I wasn't a hairdresser until I was married and had a family before I took hairdressing.
Okay. So in your early, when did you get out of high school?
Oh, now you didn't. I went to the Shelton School we talked, mm-hmm, about. I graduated and went to the old Congress High School.
For high school.
Uh-huh.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of activities did you take part in school?
I mostly played for the assembly. Mm-hmm. I played the piano for the assembly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And now, could you tell me who taught you how to play the piano?
I took music lessons from, I can't remember my teacher's name. Piano lessons for many years from a woman teacher, mm-hmm, and later years I took from Professor Hugo. Mm-hmm. His name. Mm-hmm.
So you, but you, you, the teacher that came to your house was a white lady that taught, mm-hmm, you music, mm-hmm, and you said how much it cost?
50 cents a lesson.
50 cents a lesson. Mm-hmm. So then, how many years did you take piano lessons?
I took piano lessons from, let me see, I'll say from about 10, 11 years old until I married. Mm-hmm. So most of my life I took piano lessons.
Okay, and you also, we talked about your family being a member of Messiah Baptist Church.
Mother and father were both members, and I also was a member of Messiah Baptist Church. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And you left Messiah and went to?
I became organist for the Zion Church, and at that time I joined the Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you played for them for a number of years?
I don't know, it's about 40 years, 50 years. I played for them 50 years.
Could you tell me some things about the kinds of chores you had to do when you were a young girl at home?
Wash dishes. I mainly washed dishes and did a little dusting.
Mm-hmm. Was your main job?
That was my main job.
Mm-hmm. Would you explain to me some of the things that you that around holiday times that you did, the kind of things your family did?
The biggest holiday I can remember would be Christmas time, mm-hmm. and we always celebrated each other's birthdays. Mm-hmm. Other than that, there wasn't too much.
Too much celebration. Mm-hmm. But you did have the traditional turkeys and hams and things?
Oh, yes, for all the occasions.
Now, could you tell me about your father's job and the kind of work he did?
My father worked for the Canfield Rubber Company, mm-hmm. and he was a truckman. Mm-hmm.
And your mother?
My mother was a housewife.
Mm-hmm. Like, do you remember your time? Could you tell me something about before you got married, like your courting time? How did you court?
How did I court?
Yeah.
Most of the time you went to movies.
Uh-huh.
There wasn't much to do. Maybe a few parties, a few picnics and movies.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm,
about it, I think.
Yeah, mostly. Okay. Did when you got married, could you tell me something about when you got married, your wedding and whatnot?
I had a small house wedding. Married early in the morning and my mother had a breakfast for all my friends. Mm-hmm. And from there, we took a honeymoon up to Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. And when you came back?
We lived at 349 Wilmot Avenue, where I still am.
So you've been in this house all of these years?
All my married life.
Mm-hmm. And you had all of your children here?
Right here.
Could you tell me about the medical care and at the birth of your babies?
Dr. Braley was our first black doctor in Bridgeport. Mm-hmm. So he delivered all of my babies, and my mother was my nurse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So your mother didn't trust the hospitals?
Didn't trust the hospital, mm-hmm. didn't trust the nurses.
Well, it sounds like you've had a good life. But would you tell me something about your husband's employment, the kind of work he did?
My husband was an engineer at the Bridgeport Brass mm-hmm. for 50 years. Mm-hmm. And he was honored with he had many gold buttons, you know, during those years for mm-hmm. service.
Mm-hmm. So the let's talk about the Depression years. It didn't affect you very much.
Not too badly, because he had 3 days work all during the Depression, mm-hmm. and so he managed to live on that.
Mm-hmm. So. You didn't have too much economic decline during that time.
Not too bad. Mm-hmm. Because at the time, I always sewed. I made all of my children's clothes. Mm. I never bought them a coat in their life. I made everything they wore.
So when did you learn to sew?
Well, my mother was a good seamstress, and she taught me to sew. And then I took some sewing lessons mm-hmm. to get all the fine points.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never went to the store to buy them any clothes.
Well, it sounds as though you were very busy during your young life. You took piano lessons. You learned how to sew.
That's right.
And so you were quite busy. Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember, could you tell me something about this neighborhood here when you moved here?
This was a very good neighborhood because all the persons who lived here were homeowners.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But as they died and moved away, why, it has changed.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you moved to this neighborhood, were you the first black on the street?
First black on the street.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, did it take many years for other blacks to move into this area?
A few years, not mm-hmm. very, a few years before they started moving in.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were married and as a young woman, what friends did you and your husband have, and what kind of activities did you do besides church?
You want the names of the friends?
No, you don't have, just what did you do? You had told me about a Miss Holly, I believe.
Yeah, Miss Holly was my close friend. Well, most of our activities was the activities of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever
mm-hmm.
was going on in the church, He belonged to Messiah, and I belonged to Zion, and so whatever was going on in the churches we attended.
I'd like to ask you, did you have a lot of church suppers and things like that in your young?
Yeah, they used to have suppers mm-hmm. in church and concerts. They mm-hmm. had what they called concerts, mm-hmm. and we did a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what about the other activities that you did with the church, like with the young children, the drama groups you were telling me about?
Oh, I had a junior choir, mm-hmm. and we had a lot of plays. And made money for the church. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, always a Christmas play, mm-hmm. and maybe an Easter play, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and we enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me, we're going to go on to World War II. Did you have anyone to serve in World War II?
I don't think
so. None of
so.
Your family,
no.
None of your children, or anything. Or something. Were you involved with making bandages and doing those kind of things
no,
at all?
No, I didn't do that.
No, anyone didn't do anything?
I was so busy. I had so many girls to sew for.
Yeah,
I didn't
sure.
have time to make bandages.
Do you still sew, Miss Holly?
No, I don't sew anymore.
I'm going to say Mrs. Farrar, Ms. Holly.
Keep things together, but I don't sew anymore. But I did a lot of sewing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you really didn't do very much work outside the home?
No. No.
You were going mean and
never, never.
Okay, so let me ask you about these travels then, on your all of these different travels. If you would just explain some of that to me,
my
I would appreciate it.
First trip was across the ocean. There we went on the Queen Elizabeth from New York to London, and that summer we spent 7 weeks. Going across Europe by bus. And we came back from Italy, I believe it was, to New York on the Queen Mary.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So that was our summer.
Oh, so you were on two boats
yes,
that
two
summer. Oh. And how did you start with this traveling?
Shall I call her name?
Okay, if you want
I
to.
Had a daughter that was very anxious to travel. Geraldine, and she couldn't find anyone to travel with her. And I made the mistake in telling her that I would go with her because I felt so sorry for her. And she wouldn't let me back out. And after that, we traveled for a good many summers.
Mm-hmm. Seemed like you've done some extensive traveling
we
here.
Have. You've done a lot of traveling.
Right, right.
You've taken a lot of cruises.
Now, tell me something about your friends that are around now. Do you have very many of your friends still around, or do you see many of them?
Very few friends around now, old friends.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Holly is about the oldest friend.
Mm-hmm.
And we were girls together. We went to Lincoln School together.
Mm-hmm.
And we were baptized together
oh.
in Messiah Church.
Oh, you were?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm telling you. Well, you go back a long ways.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember anything about the social upheavals of the 1960s?
The what?
Social upheavals, did they affect you any at all or
no.
anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Not at all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, would you just tell me about those movie theaters again and where they were?
There were three movie theaters on the East End.
Mm-hmm.
The Hippodrome was on Stratford Avenue, and there were two others, I don't remember the names.
Mm-hmm.
And the fare was only a nickel. So every week we went to the movies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when my children came along, they used to go to the Hippodrome, sit on the front seat every Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. So that was a good activity for
that
the kids.
That was their activity to go to the Hippodrome.
Okay, now, Do you remember anything about any black-white conflict in Bridgeport at any time during your lifetime that you've been here?
You mean like a fight?
Yeah, any kind of conflict in would say with the government or the city of in any way.
No, just not my mind now. I probably okay. was some, but mm-hmm. I can't fight.
Yeah, it didn't affect you too
no,
much.
No, it didn't.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me about some of the changes that you've seen in Bridgeport since you've been here, that you might know anything about? Besides your neighborhood, are there any other changes that you have seen?
Well, all the neighborhoods have changed.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
No, I don't think I can cite any.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of changes, but not important.
Not really. No.
My neighborhood, because I live here.
Yeah, I know. But is there anything else that we might not have covered that you could remember that you'd like to share with us?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I want to thank you very much. Really want to thank you, double thank you, for allowing me to do this.